Opportunities for foreign Christians continue to decline in one Mediterranean nation. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And then One Ministry is working hard to make sure that everyday Christians are resourced with reaching the least reached. We'll fill you in on the details in just a moment. And we'll begin today in Turkey, which just kicked out another foreign Christian worker. It brings to 23 the number of cases where Christians ran afoul of Turkey's entry ban. Middle East Concerns' Rob Duncan explains.
They have been given a particular code that says that they're a threat to national security. But the papers that have come from both immigration and also the court so far all just say that the information is something that is a state secret and therefore cannot be publicly revealed.
Although Duncan stopped just short of calling the situation persecution, he said the government's reasons behind the expulsions aren't obvious. There is a pattern.
It seems very strange that up until now, the only people who seem to have been issued these particular deportation orders and entry bans are Christians.
Although Turkey claims to be a secular state, it seems to be moving in an Islamist direction. Pray for the national church and pray for ministries that might be disrupted by the entry ban.
We certainly need to pray for those people who have been deported and who can't return to Turkey for the present time. First of all, that any injustice in this situation will be overturned and that righteousness will be seen to be done.
Next, the old model of missions often demonstrates Westerners leaving their homes to share Christ in different countries and continents. But today, as more national churches grow, it's important to equip local believers. Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is a great example of this. Sat7's making God's love visible through the family TV. It's people from the Middle East and North Africa reaching out to people in the Middle East and North Africa. Michael Helmy, director of Sat7 Arabic, says,
because simply this is as what the Lord said, you are the salt and the light. And this MENA region, the church is the salt and the light. And they have to be equipped and ready for reaching their neighbors and their nations. It's very important because it's more effective for locals to reach locals, for the local church to reach their local people, because they have the same culture, the same background, and they share the same life.
Plus, local believers understand the challenges of welcoming somebody new to church. Pray for Sat7's work and for the equipping of believers in the Middle East and North Africa. And teaching kids money skills can be tricky. An event earlier this month, though, showed kids the value of giving back to God. Global Disciples' campaign called Go Global One Day gets people involved in financial giving to reach the least reached people groups with the gospel. Global Disciples' Wendy Nagel.
It's a lesson in generosity for families and kids, helping them understand that they can be missionaries in their own backyard.
Then, 300 adults and kids attended their Go Global One Day event and learned about Global Disciples' mission to share Jesus with the least reached. Andrea Brubaker with Global Disciples even worked with kids to perform music and drama, and each child got $10 as an honorarium, plus a lesson in giving back to God. For many of the kids, it clicked.
It was really beautiful because at Global One Day, there's a table where people can come and donate, and those children, many of them came up to me and said, can you go with me to the table? I want to give. And so they opened up their envelope. I gave them a $5 bill and five ones. They were so excited to be able to know that the money that they were giving, what it's being used for, is to reach the least reached. I just think it's so important that we teach our children, this next generation, that God is the ultimate giver of the gift. So the willing heart to give back, I think, is such a beautiful expression.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.